All right, it's a new day. It's a new day, but it's the same day. So what does that mean? That means it's a new day on the inside if you would do some inner work. You know, I got 12 hours of sleep. I used to get 14 hours on the weekends. I actually probably got more than that, 12. But anyway, it feels good to get rejuvenated, you know. I stuck my head under the sink and I woke up, stuck my head under the sink, put some clothes on, put my coat on, and I'm heading to eat, you know. And so while I was walking out the door or on the way out the door, I was thinking about how the narcissist once I realize somebody's agent of the devil, I just start to it's not that I'm playing a game with them because I really want to see them get saved, but I just watch the game that the devil's playing through them, put it that way. And this weird, if you ever tell a narcissist you love them, you're talking about agape love, right? It's God's love. But they think it's weakness, you know. They don't really know what love is. It's all about use and abuse and all that stuff. But if you ever tell them, you know, any kind of emotional stuff, they love that because they're meditating on it. They have control, so they have people, they have targets in their mind, so they're always trying to control somebody, right? They're looking for their weakness, you know. Recently somebody says, well, they don't open up to me. I thought, well, they don't need to. They're not even in your world. What are you talking about? So that told me right there that narcissists, they're looking for you to open up so they can find a trigger point or something. And so what I do is I use the narcissist game back against them to see the devil. See, I don't even see that person as really a human anymore because they sold their soul to the devil, the system, the world, the flesh, probably. I just see them as a tool of the devil. So they're just like okay. So when the Pharisees came up to Jesus, he says, why are you here to kill me? We're not trying to kill you. Yeah, you are. And they ended up following through with it. He already knew because he knew the script. See, I know the script. You know the script if you're saved. The flesh versus the spirit. So anybody who just comes up with you to you out of the blue, unless they're really seeking the truth and they really want to get saved, they're actually an avatar of the devil. The devil can take them captive at will. So when you deal with a narcissist, they know what you want to hear. If they interact with you long enough, they know what you want to hear. And they just tell you what you want to hear. But you already pegged them, and you're looking at the cycles repeat. You see the same cycles repeating over and over, and they just keep doing the same thing. And it really is sad. And the people around them start to wake up that this person's evil. But the person doesn't think they're evil. But everybody around them says they're evil. Everybody interacts with them says they're evil, but they don't think they're evil. If you say you're evil or somebody calls them out on whatever, you're a bully or this, they gotta kick those people out of the ring. WandaVision. They gotta get rid of the people who try to take away their control of the narrative, you know. They got a bunch of flying monkeys, they got a bunch of little secrets going on with different people, and if those things start to interact, they're scared and they gotta run and hide. Because the whole thing's going to collapse, you know? It's really bizarro, man. I saw it with the first marriage, you know. I was hearing one thing, the family unit was hearing another thing. I saw it with the second marriage. I was hearing one thing, and other people were hearing other things, and even an ex was still hearing things. So they're always got two or three realities going on at the same time. And those of us who are truthers and force them to speak the truth, they got to run. And they got to keep those areas of their life secret because they can't overlap. Because they're living a double life, triple life, actually, a quadruple life. And so they have to separate the two realms, or the three realms, or the four realms, because it's, I'll give an example. I saw a renter has probably told certain people certain things, so when I need to do some work, they say, when they want something done to do some work over there, come over. But then when I'm ready and there's somebody else, no, let's do it later. They don't want to overlap the narrative. They've got these fake reality narratives that they put people in, and they're just different people with different people. It's so bizarre. It's like, who are you? What are you? You're a shapeshifter. And so the shapeshifters, the reality collapses. Something's going to collapse, because eventually, if they are, unless they're around other liars, other shapeshifters. This guy's crossing over my lane. He didn't even see me. I'm going down the highway to get some food. The guy just didn't even look to his right. I was on the right, didn't even look. The shapeshifters have multiple realities going on. And when those different realities start to interact, the whole bubble's getting ready to crash and burn. And they know it. I'm talking about in church, I'm talking about in families, I'm talking about in relationships, I'm talking about in marriage, I'm talking about in jobs, I'm talking about, this is going on all over the place. And what I found in the first marriage is they're so insecure that they want everybody to like them. It goes back to people pleasing. Instead of being pleasers of God, they're people pleasers. Instead of lovers of God, they're lovers of pleasure. And I can actually see, when I've got like three narcissists around me, right? Three or four. I can actually see, and these people don't even know each other. I know they don't know each other. I can actually see the same words come out of their mouth, and it pinpoints the devil's game. In the last month, I've had five different people say, well, go have some fun, take a break, go have some fun. Look the word fun up in the etymology, and it's not a fun word. Well, let's don't use fun, let's use enjoyment. What is enjoyment? Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance. What is joy? Walking in the Spirit, that is my fun. They don't want you walking in the Spirit. They want you walking in the flesh, the world, and the pride of life. And so that's their idea of fun. If you break it down from a biblical perspective, and I don't need the etymology on this, but if you break it down in a biblical perspective, they're taking you into the world, the flesh, pride of life. If you look the words up, and if somebody keeps repeating a word, or you see two or three people that are not even connected saying a word, whether it's the word fun or whether it's the word whatever it is, you take and you look it up in etymology, you unfold it, and you'll see the demonic antichrist speaking through them. Now, a lot of times it's the surface word doesn't look like a big deal. But let's say somebody says, take care, and then you go, and then somebody, you're leaving something, you're leaving a job, or you're leaving, going on a trip. Take care, take care, take care. Everybody's saying the same thing. And if you look up the word care, it's to mean, to means to be anxious and worried. Instead of stay blessed, or be blessed, or have faith, stay strong. Instead of saying stay strong, they say stay, take care. And the word take means to grab hold of it. So I claim the blood over that right now, anybody listening. Because the word care is a negative. And they say, if you say stay strong, stay faithful, stay true, the word stay is a good word. And strong, S-T is stay strong. Stay in peace, stay in hope, stay in life, stay in truth. Stand, having your loins girt about with truth. Stand, having your loins girt about with truth. Stay, stand, stable, upright, faithful, dependable, focused. Stay focused. Stay diligent. Stay in tune. I think I might start that trend. Stay in tune. Stay tuned. I think I might start that trend, and it should spread all over the internet. Stay tuned. The word tune is a good word, right? Stay tuned in. They'll say, what? Stay tuned in. Tuned in to what? Tuned in to your inner man, your inner peace, your inner knowing, your inner knowledge, the mind of Christ. Stay tuned in to the mind of Christ. Cut that junk music off, because it's all brainwashing of the system anyway. Stay tuned. Play your Bible. When you're dealing with a narcissist, I don't care where you're at, and when you start to cut them off, now here's the thing. When you start to cut the narcissists off one by one, when you see them, there's only a few left. And you might have one or two. You might have one. You might eventually get to there's just one. And you start to see the devil in them ramp up. They really don't even know that everything out of their mouth is contrary to the scripture, and they're trying to steal, kill, and destroy, but they flip it around like they're righteous, and they're not. They're unrighteous, but everything is manipulation and witchcraft and sorcery and trying to take away your free will and be God in your life, trying to mess your use your emotions to destabilize you and all that. These people are devils. And I'm not saying that a human is necessarily a devil. I'm saying they get taken captive, and they've actually sold their soul to the devil so much that they embody it. They have actually embodied it. And the more truth you meditate on, and the more you stand on truth, and you don't say a whole lot, the Bible talks about the less words you say, the less judgment you're going to get. Because if you think about a sentence is a sentence. So every time you open your mouth, the more you talk, the more chance you're going to have judgment on you. And so if you speak the truth, you're going to heal yourself, heal your body, heal your mind, heal your spirit. If you listen to the truth, the word, if you read the word, you're going to... But if you listen to a narcissist too long, and it's best not to even hang out with them, go out, spend time with them, even talk to them for too long, because it's all inverted demonic reality, to be honest with you. And stand on the truth, and you can win. Just keep standing. That's all I can do. Stay in the Word and stand.